With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Shelley Adler reports free COVID-19 tests are going to be making a comeback at the end of next month.
U.S. households will be able to order up to 4 COVID-19 nasal swab tests when the federal program reopens in September. That's according to the website covidtest.gov. No exact date has been given.
That is Shelley Adler reporting. It's expected to be a busy Labor Day travel weekend this year.
AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. They say some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting, and AAA says some of the top U.S. destinations next week will include state and national parks, especially the big ones like Yellowstone. This is SRN News. Also at SRNnews.com, Robert F. Kennedy endorsed former President Donald Trump Friday afternoon during a lengthy speech, putting to rest his tumultuous independent campaign.
And now, to throw my support to President Trump, the causes were free speech, the war in Ukraine, and the war on our children.
Kennedy's campaign first confirmed the endorsement in a court filing in Pennsylvania before he took the stage for the speech in Battleground, Arizona. Trump has his own event in nearby Glendale, or did yesterday. That's where Kennedy also was set to speak. And the administration says next month it will be relaunching that program for every American to order their free COVID-19 test through the mail. Officials say that the households will be able to order 4 free tests through the covidtest.gov website. This is SRN News. A leading medical group is questioning transgender ideology. We get more of that from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support beyond virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to colleges across the U.S., administrators are bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic demonstrations of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer break has provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities include banning encampments and limiting the duration of demonstrations. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says with inflation nearly defeated and the job market cooling, the Fed is prepared to start cutting its key interest rate from its current 23-year high. Powell did not say when the rate cuts would begin or how large they might be, but the Fed is widely expected to announce a modest cut in mid-September. At first glance, it looks like an unassuming farm, but there's a whole lot more going on.
Welcome to the National Animal Disease Center, located in Ames, a government research facility in Iowa where 43 scientists work with pigs, cows, and other animals, pushing to solve the bird flu outbreak currently spreading through U.S. animals and develop ways to stop it. Particularly important is the testing of a cow vaccine designed to stop the continued spread of the virus, thereby hopefully reducing the risk that it will someday become a widespread disease in people. John Scott reporting.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.